You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God has made and is doing. We serve a great God, an awesome God, a God of wonder, a God who is powerful, not just a God who is powerful, but all-powerful God. That's the God we serve. So I rejoice in the work of the Lord Jesus, Pastor Dad. We rejoice in God's work.
And we have a fresh start. Today is Monday morning, the 8th of August, so we have a fresh start for this week, Monday morning, and our children also have a fresh start starting on Wednesday, the 10th, as they go back to school. So we have a fresh start. What are we going to do with our fresh start?
It's all about doing. Mm-hmm. Doing is seeing the actuality of what you say. Saying it is one part of the coin, okay? The coin has two sides. So saying it is one part of the coin. The other is doing it. Mm-hmm. So we have to say it and do it. I will have a fresh start. Now, how? We're going to have to do the things to receive a fresh start.
And know that God is using each and every one of us uniquely to assist the others around us to bring his purpose into the earth. Our theme scripture has been in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6 in the Message translation. I'll put muscle in the people of Judah. I'll save the people of Joseph. I know their pain and will make them good as new. They'll get a fresh start as if nothing had ever happened. And why? Because I am their very own God. I'll do what needs to be done for them. So God will do what needs to be done, and we are to do our part, the part that we are able to do, the part that is possible, and then he steps in with the impossible. He steps in and manages the uncontrollable, while we manage the controllable. He knows the pain of his people, and God is calling each and every one of us to rise up from the place where we are and to bring forth the very vision that he has put in us, written in the books of heaven before our days were won, to manifest. Despite how we may feel about it, God is calling each and every one of us. We have to look past how we feel, look past self-limitation, and be ready to move and operate in the fullness of what he has for us, because he knows the pain of the people, and he is counting on each and every one of us to rise to our place of purpose here in the earth realm. Why? To help other people to establish his kingdom.
When we look at Zechariah that you just read, in there, God says, I know what? Your pain. I know your pain. And I will do something about it. I will give you what? Muscles. So that you can have a what? A fresh start. Now then, here is an example of that. The man who was at the pool of Bethesda. Let's just piggyback on that, because we must see the relevant truth of God's word. The word of God is relevant and it is applicable to all of our situation, right? So in Zechariah, he says, I know your pain. I understand what you're going through. I know you need muscle. I'll give you muscles. So for movement. He's not going to make me move or you move, but he'll give us the tool so that we can what? Move. Now, so looking at the man at the pool of Bethesda, you find that?
Mm-hmm. In John chapter 5.
5, right.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that man? He was at the pool, and God know his what? His pain when mm-hmm. Jesus came. He wasn't the only one there. But Jesus knew the man's pain. He knew he was there for a very what? Mm-hmm. Long time. But he also need what? He couldn't walk. That was his problem. Mm-hmm. He was on his bed there, so he couldn't walk. So if a man can't walk, he needed his muscles, right? When Jesus came to him, Jesus says to the man, do you want to be made what?
Well.
Mm-hmm. I know your pain. If a man lied on there for how long? 32 years?
38 years.
38 years. Mm-hmm. That man was there. That's a lot of pain in that condition. Mm-hmm. He was in that condition for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of pain there. Look at Zechariah. I know your pain. I know what you're going through. And I'm going to do something about it. God going to always, listen here, you and I don't have to beg God to do something about it. God, our situation. God is always doing something about our situation. The problem is, what are we going to do?
Our response.
Our response.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It's going to be great this week. Mm-hmm. What is your response? Because God is always doing something about our situation. It's our response. When Jesus looked at the man, he says, do you want to be made well? The man answers, he says, sir, I do, but
I have no man. To put me into the pool when the water is stirred up.
Right.
But while I am coming,
yeah.
Another steps down before me.
Right.
Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk.
Yeah.
And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath.
So if we look carefully there, if a man can't walk, mm-hmm. something wrong with his muscles, his legs. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have strength there. He doesn't have power there. So what do he want? He wants power in those legs. He couldn't put that in there of himself. But what he could do, he has the ability once those muscle comes. Once he get the muscle, he now have the ability to do what? Get up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus didn't say, okay, I'm going to help you up. That's not Jesus' path to help him up. Jesus says, okay, arise, take your mm-hmm. bed up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately he did, because he now received the strength that he need to do that.
And verse 10 says, the Jews therefore said to him, who was cured?
Yeah.
So there was an infirmity that was causing him not to be able to walk. It wasn't that he didn't have any legs.
Yeah.
He had legs.
Yes.
But there was an infirmity. There was something that was keeping him back from moving with what he already had. Right. He had his legs.
Yes.
But he needed the strength, the obedience.
Okay.
To move forward. And when he began to walk in the strength, walk in the obedience, it says that he was cured.
Yeah. You remember your teaching of a couple of weeks here of Gideon,
mm-hmm.
when he said, go in the might that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You mighty man of valor. Go in that might. Go in that power. Go in that strength that God give you. The infirmity will keep you back, will keep me and you back from moving forward, from having a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Diane.
But when he began to do,
yes.
When he began to move forward, he became then unstoppable.
Oh, come on.
He took up his bed and walked. And then people came questioning him. Who was it that told you to take up your bed and walk? Who was it? And he says, the one who healed me.
Yeah.
He told me to take up my bed and to walk. The one who made me well.
Well.
So Jesus says to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. So we must keep moving forward. We cannot regress backwards. We must continue to move forward. God has given us each and everything that we need for advancement. 2022 is our year of advancement. This man had been waiting for 38 years for somebody else to help him. But what he needed was right on the inside of him. He had to work with what he already had. He needed strength and courage, just like it was commissioned unto Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. Only be strong and very courageous. Everything else is already been laid out. The land had already been promised onto them many decades before. Joshua had already saw it with his eyes many decades before, and he knew that it was a good land. The promised land was good. But when it was time for them to move in, they were told, what you need is strength and courage. Only be strong and very courageous. The land is already there. The avenue to be able to get there has already been laid out. Now what do you need to do? Be strong and very courageous. What did this man have to do? Get up. He had to rise, take up his bed, and walk. So when we begin to use what we have, we can progress. But we have to first use what we have. Going back to the teaching the week before last, to take an inventory of what we have. Going back to what Paul said, what do we need? A willing mind and what's already in our hand. It's to our advancement. It's for our benefit that we work with what we have. And when we work with what we have, then we're able to advance onto the next level.
Always, always moving in the power of God. Mm-hmm. Now, God is always on my side. Mm-hmm. God is always on your side. We are to walk in the power of Almighty God, the Almighty God, the all-powerful God. You and I need to move in that power. Now, how are we going to move in that power? How are we going to do that? He tells us, once we start to obey his command and do what he says, we are moving not in our power now, not in our strength now, but in his strength. We're moving in his command. Jesus says to the fisherman, Peter, out there, he says, take your net and launch out in the deep and let it down. Peter says, I have done that already. I've toiled all night and catch nothing. Okay? That was Peter. Now, watch the difference now. This is Jesus' word now. And Peter acknowledges it. He says, I will do on your word. I'm going to do it, not on my thought, not on my word, but I'm going to do it on your word. Mm-hmm. By your word, I will do it. And he did, and he has the net broken experience. Mm-hmm. See, so when I do things in the word of God, what the word of God says, I always experience a breakthrough.
We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Come on out and join us Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
To let the light in, let the light in. What's so
great? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us.
Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church.